Yes, we'd like to thank everybody for being part of what our study is that we've been studying in these last few days. We've been studying about Black History Month. Black History Month is very important. It's something that everybody should be a part of, but everyone doesn't know anything about it. So, we've been studying for the last 3 weeks for Black History Month. We've been studying about the Bible and what it says about the true historical people in the Bible. That's what we're interested in finding out. We're interested in truth in whatever disguise it comes in. We can't be afraid of truth, because without truth, we have nothing. And so our goal through our studies, we have just started in the beginning of this year in January of 2004 on this radio station to be able to bring truth to the front. It is time for illusions, delusions, smoke and mirrors, and all of this to be exposed. And so we have taken on a challenge to come forth to share with the people the unadulterated truth as we see Yahweh has given to us. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank thee for this wonderful time that we might be able to study and search your word to see what it says. Thus saith Yahweh. So, let us understand your will. Open up the heart. My mind and soul, cleanse me, purge me, and make me a vessel for your use. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Okay, so as we have getting started, we have covered so far about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The question was asked, where was the Garden of Eden? If we look at the pictures of the Bibles and if we listen to the propaganda of the radio and TV and even pictures that are in our Sabbath school and Sunday school lessons, they propagate the faith. The question is whose faith and what faith do they propagate? As we look at the pictures, we see that they are all white. That the Bible is a European book full of European philosophy and ideology. But that's through the pictures. We can't let the pictures deceive us, because that is their propaganda. And they will be propagating their story, which some call it his story. He only can give you his story because he's your conqueror, and the conquerors rewrite history to put them in a better light. Pythagoras never came up with a theorem, so there's no such thing as Pythagoras' theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. That is an Egyptian, African, black African theory. Geometry, trigonometry, algebra, calculus, all of this stuff is African. But they would have us believe that everything began with Aristotle, Plato, Pythagoras, Thomas Jefferson, and all of these European characters. If you would leave it to them, they tell us, according to their doctrine in the church, out of the church, in the school system, out of the school system, in the colleges. That's why we go to school, so that we can be educated to accept the European, what do we call it, white supremacy ideology. And so when we look at the scripture, we want to be able to find out what are the people. Who are the people? We don't want to see Yul Brynner and Charles Heston showing Moses and the king of Egypt. We want to be able to try to understand what is the word really saying. So as we've been able to search and root out and be able to go through the scriptures, We found out in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So we saw that man was created from dirt. The most richest dirt is black, then next is brown, and then we have a reddish soil. And so we talked about this, we discussed this, and understood that the name Adam in Hebrew, but Hebrew, we also found out, is not a language, it's a dialect of the Canaanite language. And the Canaanites were of the descendants of Ham, was Ham's son, and Ham, at least most people teach that Ham was the father of the black people, or the Africans. And so that would make what we call the Hebrew dialect, or the people try to use the Hebrew language, it isn't a language, it's a dialect. It would be a Canaanite dialect, which is an African dialect, which is a Hamitic dialect. So the Bible was written in African language. Now, most people don't know that because they think it was written in Greek, like that guy keep telling you. The Greeks keep changing everything. The Europeans keep changing everything as if everything emanated from them. But that's not what we find. So this word, Adam, is spelled A-D-H-A-M. Notice the key word, we discussed this before, is Ham, H-A-M, which refers to Ham, the son of Noah, was of the African origin, or people, as they say. But we're going to go back and we're going to find out that African origin began with Adam. And that's why his name was Adam, A-D-H-A-M, which means reddish, or taken out of the reddish earth. Perhaps Adam was formed from the red or reddish clay, according to the Greek, Hebrew, Greek Key Study Bible. The name Adam means reddish brown. That's according to that translation. Also, we're going to find out, I find the color red extremely interesting as it relates to black and colored people. Now from Newsweek, January 11th, 1988 issue. Secular anthropologist and respected scientist whose findings were published in Newsweek and National Geographic have concluded, and these are all Europeans, these ain't black people, these are European scholars, quote unquote, conclude that Adam and Eve were African, dark-skinned people. Pictures of a black Adam and Eve appear on the front cover of January 11th, 1988 issue of Newsweek. So we have here, we also talk about that we find that they fossils, the most ancient fossils, are found in what we call today the African Great Lake region, or the Horn of Africa, around Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Ethiopia. Around that area, that's where you find these fossils. Also, when you go back, they also did a study and they was able to show genetic code that they took 47 different percentages of women from around the world, compared them, and the genes all lined up that they all linked back to a greater or lesser degree to an African in the Sudan, or what we call Ethiopia region. So now we have genetic code. We have Bible. He tells us he was created from the dust of the ground. And now we have also fossils that show that all of this happened around the African Great Lake region. We also found out the four rivers that left the Garden of Eden. Okay, and we found them all to be in what we call classical Africa. The first one we found around, and called Havila, it was around the area of what we call the African Great Lake regions of its origins. And we'll read a little more detailed about that, but that's what we found out last week. We also found out in the last few weeks that the second river is Gihon, and that is the Nile River. It's around the whole land of Ethiopia, around the Blue Nile. Then we found out that the Tigris and the Euphrates River Tigris is Hiddekel. It was east of Assyria. And we saw that that region over there is what we call today Iran, Iraq. That in the ancient world was called the land of Nimrod. And Nimrod was the son of Cush. And Cush, when the Europeans, the Greeks, met the Africans, they called them Cushites, and they said that they were what they call Ethiopian, burnt-faced people. So everything south of the second, of the third cataract of the Nile River is considered Black Africa. And so they considered all of these people Africans, black. And so that's why they named them in that phraseology. So we found out that these last two rivers was in what we call Mesopotamia. And we found out also that in 1945, 1948, around the time of World War II, when it ended, the European Jews needed a place to go because of the Holocaust. And so the United Nations, at the leading of the United States, obviously, and the church and the Christian church, the Republicans and these people who say that they're for, you know, who say that they are for all of these different things, they had voted in the European to be placed in now Northeast Classical Africa, as it was called prior to that. They call it now the Middle East. And so to place them in their land, since they was being kicked out of Europe and they were fighting and they were being massacred over there, they decided to put them in there and call them the European Jews and call it, put the European Jews, it wouldn't make sense to put European Jews in Africa. So they had to change the name to the Middle East to cover up the fact that they were moving Europeans into Africa, just like in South Africa has been taken over by the Europeans. And apartheid and all of that, and just like the Europeans came to America and has taken over America and enslaved the Native Americans, and then now the same lie that they teach in the Bible, telling us that these people were white in the Bible, is now the way that true Americans, real true American citizens, are no longer the Native Americans who had to flee the United States and head to South, and now they're coming back up through Mexico, and now they're called illegal aliens, when the truly illegal aliens are the Europeans who have taken over the land. So this premise of deception and propaganda in the name of Jesus has been going on for centuries, not millenniums. And so what we're finding here is that the Bible is making it crystal clear here what Adam's name meant, what color he was. And so when you open up your Bible and you see these pictures of white Jesus, you go to your church, your Sunday school lesson, Sabbath school lesson, it doesn't matter. All of that is propaganda. And so happened. So the Bible said, guess what? It says, study to show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. So the Bible knew this would happen, so he said, for you to what? Study, so that you will not be deceived and caught up in this. And guess what? Have we been studying? Do we know what the word says, or are we playing games? This is serious times, folks. We need to really understand what is the Bible saying. Not what is other people saying. What is the Bible really saying? Because it is what we have to use as a standard for truth. So let's take a break at the moment and let's come back and see what we might have. We'll be right back.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Truth Music. If you'd like to help support Narrow Path Music and Ministry reach souls throughout the world, please visit www.narrowpathmm.com. And help support our truth ministry. Teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal by purchasing a raffle ticket for only $1 on the donate tab. In the PayPal description box, please include your name and phone number so that you may be reached if your name is drawn. This drawing will be held September 30th and so forth each month until we have reached our goal. The first place winner will receive a $75 Walmart gift card. The second place winner will receive a $50 Walmart gift card. The third place winner will receive 3 of Prophetess' latest mixtapes. So I encourage everyone to participate today. Sow a seed in the name of Jesus, especially if you enjoyed the music. There's more to come in the future, and as we raise more funds, we will have bigger gifts to give away and be able to reach a lot more people. So I just want to thank everyone out there who has donated already, and I ask that we continue to spread the word, because Jesus is coming back. And the only way that we will be ready is if we teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal. Thank you. God bless.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
Well, we'd like to thank everybody. Everybody, we like to share this opportunity with everybody. We thank everybody for coming to hear what we're sharing on the true historical representation of people in the Bible. As we move forward, we just got finished reading about in the Newsweek articles and about the Hebrew Greek Key Study Bible in reference to Adam and Eve being black people. Even though we don't see this in our Sunday school lessons, in our Sabbath school lessons, in our Bibles, in the movies, the Ten Commandments, all of these new movies that are coming out, it's just more propaganda. And propaganda means that they're brainwashing us, conditioning us to accept white supremacy, that white, the European Jews, is God's people. That is not biblical. That is not historical. That is not geographical. That is propaganda, his story. He conquers you and steals your religion and then feeds it back to you in a form that is totally misleading, but will put him as God's people and above you. And so we wonder why we have black-on-black violence crimes. Why do we have black people killing each other? Why do black people hate each other? Why is all this going on? It is being propagated through the media, and including the churches, because that's what they're teaching. They're teaching white supremacy, and that's against scripture. So as we study the scriptures, we're going to see that, unpeel back this, and try to understand what it does say if Yahweh is. Not a thus saith the man. Not a thus saith the preacher. Not a thus saith anybody. Just a thus saith Yahweh. A thus saith the word. But if you don't study the word, you can never show that you are approved of Yahweh. Workmen rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's where we are. We should be dividing the word of truth. We should be understanding the word of truth. And we should be studying it as we never studied before. This is our legacy, our heritage, and it has been stolen. And some, it's called the stolen legacy, stolen history. All we know is his story, which is not the story that has been given to us from the words of Yahweh. So, we already identified the four rivers and where they were. And now we would like to read this section here. As I said, we were using the books, People of Color in the Bible, Old Testament Collection, Volume 1, 2, 3. And we've been going through them. We talked about Adam and Eve. We talked about the 9 laws of hell. And we said you can remember the 9 laws of hell that Yahweh had given to us as his people to keep us alive and to be able to stay healthy. And you can start, you can remember it by a new start. K-N-E-W-S-T-A-R-T. K stands for knowledge. N stands for nutrition. E stands for exercise. And W stands for water. And as we go through some of these series, like I said, we started at the beginning of the year. We'll be covering health and sustainability and how to live right and how to eat right according to the Bible. And according to science and according to what is reality. And even what the doctors say. Okay? And then the next word is start. S for sun. T for temperance. A for air. R for rest. And T for trust in divine power. So those are the 9 laws of health. And so we use these. These are also African origin. Also. That relates to the different things that are actually that are used by Yahweh to tie things together. But we'll study that at another time. And now we will also, what diet was he given Adam and Eve? That's what some of the stuff we will look at, some of that later. And why did he give it? And what did he give a different diet with before man sinned? You should look into it, think of it. If he was created in the image of Yahweh, if Adam and Eve were created in the image of Yahweh, then he gave them a diet that was superior to the animals. And you'll find that if you search your scriptures and if you listen to my old programs, you will know that. Then, also on top of that, we now are not going to just see that. Then we also find out that when man sinned, Adam and Eve sinned, and we have fallen from our condition of perfection, of walking with Yahweh. Then, when we've fallen, he changed our diet to an animal's diet. The diet he had given to animals, he had given to us after the fall. So what does that tell us? In this fallen condition that we're in, how do we treat each other? Like animals? Okay. And then we are given that diet. And then after the flood, with Noah and him, people lived before that to around 900 and some years. After the flood, that people's life is decreasing, and he promises to give us a life between 70 and 120 years. That's it. And they used to live 900 years prior to that. So if you take the average of that, that's around 120 and 70, there's 50 difference, and half of that will be 25. So if you add 25 to 70, you get 95. So the average lifespan that he was mentioning there was around 90 years old, 95, somewhere around there. So, and people lived around 900 years, so that's like 10%. So 90% after he had given us a different diet after the flood, we find out that people are living no longer 900 years old, but 10% of 900, which is around 90 years old. He said, that's all I'm going to give you. Between 120 and 70 years old. And we just took that average. So now if you go and if you continue on that path, you'll find out that man been decreasing in stature, in mentality, in lifespan, and all of that. But you know, if you leave it up to other people, they'll tell you different. But that's fine. We're not trying to convince everybody. We're just telling you what we read in the Bible. That's all. Okay, so, and if you look at those diets, you'll be able to see a change. But like I said, we will be getting into this into more details. And those that have heard what we've been studying or forgot it, then go back and listen to the other sets, or they can get the CDs. They'll be available at www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor1.com. Okay, so now, as we see this, what is these rivers about? Well, in one of our books that we published, Establishing a Foundation, we're going to read the part that says Introduction to the Four Rivers. What do the four rivers mean? What's going on with them? The word Cush in Ethiopia keeps coming up in reference to the four rivers that are used to identify the Garden of Eden in the Bible. The word Cush and Ethiopia are also interchangeable in the Bible translations we use today. So it depends on which Bible you use. If you look it up and use the King James, you'll see Ethiopia. If you use the New King James, you'll see the word Cush. Okay, both referring to black people. The word Ethiopia means burnt face people. The Europeans use the term Ethiopia to denote Africans or black people. In particular, the Europeans we'll talk about that did that were the Greeks, who stole and went to the schools of Egypt, the colleges of Egypt, the universities of Egypt to be educated, and then took this knowledge back to their land and stole, didn't give credit to them to this day, and act like it came from their origin, which it did not. But that's okay. But that's why it's, when you study, you're studying his story. You're not studying truth. You're studying his propaganda. And propaganda is just a brainwashing, a conditioning, so that you can believe a lie. That's all. As one continues to read and study the Bible, and study the materials that we have available, they will find out that the first river surrounds the land of Havilah and was named after one of the sons of Cush. Remember, Cush, burnt-faced people, the Ethiopians. This would make it appear that the first river should be somewhere within the Cushite or Ethiopian Empire. Yes, that would make sense. Since what? Since his son, if he's a burnt-faced people and his land is surrounds the land of Havilah, his son, so then it should be surrounding the land of what? Of burnt-faced people. Okay? So that's what we found out about the first river. Okay? It would make it appear that the first river should be somewhere within the Ethiopian Kushite Empire since his son Havilah lived under his father's empire. And when we come back, we're going to, after a break, we're going to come back and go into a little more detail in reference to the Cush and the Cushite Ethiopian Empire so that it can make a little more sense to us as we study and as we try to get a better understanding of what the word of Yahweh is telling us. Thank you. We'll be right back.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Thank you everyone for tuning in to Truth Music. If you'd like to help support Narrow Path Music and Ministry reach souls throughout the world, please visit www.narrowpathmm.com. And help support our truth ministry, Teach, Reach, Unite, Touch, and Heal, by purchasing a raffle ticket for only $1 on the Donate tab. In the PayPal description box, please include your name and phone number so that you may be reached if your name is drawn. This drawing will be held September 30th and so forth each month until we have reached our goal. The first place winner will receive a $75 Walmart gift card. The second place winner will receive a $50 Walmart gift card. The third place winner will receive 3 of Prophetess' latest mixtapes. So I encourage everyone to participate today. Sow a seed in the name of Jesus, especially if you enjoyed the music. There's more to come in the future, and as we raise more funds, we will have bigger gifts to give away and be able to reach a lot more people. So I just want to thank everyone out there who has donated already, and I ask that we continue to spread the word, because Jesus is coming back. And the only way that we will be ready is if we teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal. Thank you. God bless.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all points bulletin for the saints of the kingdom of heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are top priority.
Well, we thank everybody for coming back and being part of this study as we are trying to understand the truth as it relates to the true historical representation of people in the Bible. We've been able to cover about Adam and Eve and genetic code and DNA and all of those type of things of where they were found on the African Great Lake region. Identified Adam and Eve as people of African origin, and in particular, as we study, we're going to study it even more to see what the scriptures were saying. We already understand where these rivers came from, and so now we're getting back to the placement of the land of Havilah, which is under the first empire, which the Bible says the first river surrounded the land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There's delium and the onyx stone. Okay, so we don't have a river called Pison today, but we did have another indication that surrounded the land of Havilah, which was the son of Cush, so it surrounded the land that was under the Cushite Empire, or under the Ethiopian Empire. And we find out that the placement of the land of Havilah under the Cush or Ethiopian Empire is clearly defined. Since the son's name, Havilah, is identified with that land. It's called the land of Havilah. So basically we're saying that it's crystal clear that the first river is somewhere down in the African Great Lake region, or the Horn of Africa, one of the tributaries of the Nile River. But we're going to go into a little more detail. We'll read a little more to get more detail of which contributaries it could have been. Okay, now we see here the second river. It, the Bible tells us, surrounds the whole land of Ethiopia, the land of Cush, whichever translation you're reading. In classical literature, Cush and Ethiopia was denoted as everything south of Egypt. Today, Ethiopia is located in eastern Africa, or the Horn of Africa, in that sector. Now, it's interesting that the Bible does tell us that the garden was planted eastward in Eden. So the key is we finding that this river here is placed on the eastern side of what we call today Africa. Is it, could it be by any chance that the word Africa, which was given to the continent in the 1500s by Arabs, could this original name been Eden, biblical name for Africa? Because we are finding that this river, the first river, is an African Great Lake region, which is on the eastern side, the eastern side of Africa. And then we found that the Blue Nile and the Nile River is on the eastern side of Africa also. Is these the rivers that the Bible is referring to when he says that these left the Garden of Eden? And that these four rivers was in the Garden of Eden, and Eden was Africa of what we call today? If so, then these people who are African, of African origin, are Edenic people, the original people of the planet, which we already found out from European sources, which said that the fossils and DNA match that. So, and we can see clearly the first two rivers are clear, telling us that this all has to do with everything south of this third cataract of the Nile River, because this is what we call Black Africa. This is the regions that they said was the land of Cush, or burnt-faced people that ruled. Okay, so we're seeing the first two rivers, which are the most important rivers, and the Bible makes that crystal clear because you list things of importance in order. First, second, third, and fourth. So the two least important rivers, which is the Tigris and Euphrates, is over where we call today, over there near the Red Sea, over off the Persian Gulf, the area that we call today Iran, Iraq, or some call it the Arabian Peninsula, or some even call it today the Middle East. And we found out before that the Middle East was a made-up term to have to hide the fact that what we call the land of Canaan, or the land of Israel, or what we call was in Northeast Africa. That was around 1948, right around the time, 45, 48, they started making these changes so that they can bring the European Jews and place them in Northeast Africa, and no one would be suspected if we renamed the land the Middle East, and then it has no reference to Africa. Now, many people believe that everything north of the Third Cataract in Africa is white Africa. That's only because the Europeans have conquered it, the Arabs have conquered it, and they have colonized and taken it over and run it the same way that Europeans run America and have kicked out the legal aliens, their Native Americans, and they're down in either on concentration camps, which we call reservations in North America, or we have them down in Mexico and South America, because we forced them down there. And as they try to come back north to their homeland, then we call them illegal aliens, when in essence we are the illegal aliens. And so that's the same way it is in Africa. The northern portion, the Arabs have taken control, and the Arabs are acting like they're the original Egyptians or the Africans or the people that run the continent, but that's called white Africa. But that is not the people of truth, not biblical people and all of that. So now we have two people fighting to brainwash the planet, and they are doing a good job. The Arabs, which are making ruling Egypt and ruling all of that northern part, Libya and all of that. And we also have them also ruling now, as we can call, Israel and that whole area. So we have, and they're called European Jews. So we have all of the Europeans and their allies, which are the Arabs, to unite together to deceive the original people of Yahweh. and to steal their land and to steal their heritage and to steal their culture and act like it's all theirs. And some call it stolen legacy. So, as we move down into the third and fourth river, the third and fourth rivers, like I said, I'm reading from this section here called Introduction to the Four Rivers. The third and fourth rivers, the Tigris and Euphrates, which surround the land of Nimrod. Nimrod is the son of Cush, established his lands in the ancient times, according to the Bible, around the Tigris and Euphrates River. So now we have the third and fourth river set up again by African Cushite burnt-faced people. So we already established, so the first people, Adam and Eve, were Nubians, Cushites, Ethiopians, Black Africans. Those are the terms that they were, classical Black Africans, classical Nubians. Okay, and so this is where the Bible talks about these rivers and helps us get a better understanding. But like I said, if we watch too much TV, listen to the movies, read our Sabbath school and Sunday school lessons, and take the pictures that they portray in the Bible and all these different places as white, we will truly be deceived. And we are. And so we do also have some books that are, one is called the African Heritage Study Bible, which changes up the pictures completely. Uses the same King James Version, but it changes up the pictures. We have those available at www.peopleofcolor1.com. There's no spaces in any of that. www.peopleofcolor1.com. So, as we move on, as it reads, as one can see, these four rivers all surround the land that was established. Okay? Established, that means that that's where they set up their civilization. Inhabited, that's where they occupied and controlled by Black Africans, Cushites, Nubians, Ethiopians, whichever name you want to use, because the Europeans keep changing those names to confuse the people with their propaganda and miseducation. This makes it obvious that the Garden of Eden was in classical Africa and on the ancient African continent. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, most definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, were Ethiopians, Cushites, Nubians, Black Africans, burnt-faced people, Cushites, Nubians, and Black Africans. It is interesting to discover when viewing the video series entitled Millennium Tribal Wisdom and Modern World, that the Nubians, the original Ethiopians, believe that they are the original or first people who were on the planet. One of the oldest names for the region, for a region in Africa, is Akibala, which means mother of mankind. To understand a time perspective, we place everything around the fall of Adam around 4000 BC. So as we move on in time, we should be able to find the Nubian, Cushite, Ethiopian Empire and Egyptian empires right around 4000 or 3000 BC. And we will. And so what we're going to do at the moment, we're going to take a break at this time, and we're going to come right back as we study, as we are studying about people in traditional history in the Bible. Thank you. And we'll see you right back.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Thank you everyone for tuning in to Truth Music. If you'd like to help support Narrow Path Music and Ministry reach souls throughout the world, please visit www.narrowpathmm.com and help support our Truth Ministry. Teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal by purchasing a raffle ticket for only $1 on the donate tab. In the PayPal description box, please include your name and phone number so that you may be reached. If your name is drawn, this drawing will be held September 30th and so forth each month until we have reached our goal. The first place winner will receive a $75 Walmart gift card. The second place winner will receive a $50 Walmart gift card. The third place winner will receive 3 of Prophetess' latest mixtapes. So I encourage everyone to participate today. Sow a seed in the name of Jesus, especially if you enjoyed the music. There's more to come in the future, and as we raise more funds, we will have bigger gifts to give away and be able to reach a lot more people. So I just want to thank everyone out there who has donated already, and I ask that we continue to spread the word, because Jesus is coming back. And the only way that we will be ready is if we teach, reach, unite, touch, and heal. Thank you. God bless.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
But we'd like to thank everybody for being able to come back to be part of our study, as we are studying here about the true historical representation of people in the Bible. We have covered so far about the four rivers, and now we were just going back to get a little more detail. We had just read our portion that we have listed in one of our books. We just read the introduction to the four rivers. And now we're getting ready to look at the section that's called the first civilization. Now, these four rivers, they're not just rivers that he's just telling you, okay, this is where water was. He's telling you that water, because water is important. And as we have already looked at the 8-9 laws of health, we found out that water is, as stands for W, is clearly important. Without water, we can't exist. We can't survive. And so each civilization was built up around these main river bases and these river and these waters. Okay? So what we find here is that, is the word Africa found in the Bible anywhere? It is believed by some that the word Africa was given to the continent by a man called Leo Africanus in the 1500s. Hint, the last book of the Old Testament was written around 400 BC. So how in the world could the Bible use the word Africa if the word didn't even come into existence until the 1500s? Just 1,900 years too late. Interesting. So if you said no, then you are correct. The word Africa does not appear anywhere in the Bible, simply due to the fact that the word Africa didn't come into existence until 100 years later. So the question is then, what name was the Bible used? We see the word Cush, we see the word Ethiopia, we see the word Egypt, all mentioned throughout the Bible. So the Africa did exist, but it was given under another name. What is that name? What mysterious name is it that people are trying to keep us from ever realizing and understanding? Well, the Bible says that in verse number 8 of chapter 2, that he placed them, put the man eastward in Eden. Okay, eastward in Eden is, we found all four rivers, and east one is in what we call today classical Africa. So, Africa and Eden in the Old Testament are the same. Matter of fact, they are synonymous. And like I said, that people rewrite history and keep changing the names to confuse us, to make sure we would never find out what the truth. But the Bible says, search, study to show yourself approved. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. So study, folks. Do not believe anything or anybody. Do not believe your pastor. Do not believe your Sunday schooler. Do not believe your Sabbath schooler. Do not believe any of that. Just study, show yourself approved. And we pray that we, through this, we will be able to study and know what thus saith Yahweh is. But now, African landmasses are mentioned in the Bible and talked about throughout the entire Bible. But if you don't know their names, then you will never know that Africa is talked about all the time in the Bible. Matter of fact, all Old Testament history is nothing but about Africa, classical Africa. It is not about Europe, okay? It's not about Asia. It's about Africa, Northeast Africa, the Northern Africa. That's all it ever talks about. So to have stories and to have Sunday school lessons and have Bibles and have movies and have DVDs, all of them showing you that this is people that are European, is a lie, basically. And the Bible says that the time will come that we will believe a lie, that we might be damned, because we love not the truth. Do you love the truth? Is the truth a part of you? Do you want it to take over your life and to be ruled by truth? This is what he calls us to. And we are trying to get out the word. If we step on a few toes, we understand. But this is not about racism. This is not about race. This is about truth. We are truth seekers. So don't let nobody say this brother's into that. No, no. The brother is teaching truth, and that's all he's interested in. If he can show us from the word, then that's it. What more is there? Okay? So what are these names mentioned and talked about in the Bible? Beginning with Genesis chapter 2. Some ancient terms for Africa are Cush, spelled with a C or spelled with a K. The land of Ham. Also, we've read about what? The land of Havilah, the land of Cush, the land of Ethiopia. All of these are these terms. Egypt. Okay, the first civilization with record, with recorded history, started around the first river, somewhere at the beginning of the Nile. Okay, remember we said that this Hittites was the land that is surrounded the first river Pison, and so we found out that it's now, what are the contributors? What rivers could it possibly that form the Nile? We have the Blue Nile, we have the White Nile, we have the Mount Nile, we have the Victoria Nile, we have the Albert Nile. So if you look at some of our stuff on the websites and get our books, you'll be able to see what rivers we're talking about. You'll be able to see that the Nile, that the Victoria Nile starts from Lake Victoria. The Albert Nile starts from the Albert Lake. And you'll see that as you go up northward, that the Victoria Nile and the Albert Nile come together and they form what we call the Mountain Nile. Then the Mountain Nile turns into the White Nile, and then the White Nile and the Blue Nile connect together. So this is what it's talking about. One of those type of rivers, we believe that's what it was. Okay, so now the second river, where it connects, okay, the second civilization. And so what was the first civilization that started around the African Great Lake regions? Well, that was the Nubian Empire. That was the Kushite Empire, the Ethiopian Empire, the Black African Empire, whichever phrase you would like to use, they're all the same. And people are trying to use them to trick us, to make us think they are not. Okay? The second civilization So the second civilization started around the Nile River as it flowed north after the Blue Nile and the White Nile come together and they flow northward. Around the Nile River, referred to as the Nile Valley Civilization. So the Nile Valley Civilization is the second civilization that was an extension from the Ethiopian, Nubian, Kushite, Black African Empire that ruled all the way to India and China. So we see the second civilization, which is the second river, as the Bible clearly makes mention, which is now more Africans of what we call Egypt. The first two rivers are found in the mainland of Eastern Africa today. These include the areas of Ethiopia, Egypt, Sudan, Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda. John G. Jackson reports Ethiopians and Egyptians' recorded history begins around 3500 BC. So this is after the fall, 500 years, if we place the fall around 4000 BC, which would make sense. No European is talked about, okay? No Chinaman is talked about, no Asian is talked about. Only people is talked about are the Africans at this time frame in the Bible. That's what we're just trying to get you to see what the book is saying. Okay? So it would make sense to say that it took around 500 years after the fall of man from 400 BC for the first two civilizations to come up and to be documented, for man to start recording history, since the Bible teaches us that some people lived around 900 years. The third civilization is called Sumer or Shinar. The Bible refers to it as the land of Shinar. Some others refer to it as Sumer, S-U-M-E-R. Not a double M, that would be summer. So Sumer started around 2800 BC. So look at the order. It would start with the Ethiopian Empire, and as they moved northward, then the second empire would come into existence, the Nile Valley civilization. And then as that civilization went, then they would move, the children of Cush would move, Nimrod would move over to the Tigris-Euphrates area and would establish what we call the Sumerian Empire and the Sumerian land, because remember, this was the land of Cush, the land of Nimrod, the son of Cush. Okay, so around 2800 BC, in the approximation of around the last two rivers, this is approximately where the two rivers time frame was, the Sumerians, around 300 BC to 1750 BC, were the non-Semitic founders and guardians of West Asian oldest known history. So the most ancient known history to the Asians and to that area is Sumer, who was not Semitic at all. And so this upsets the Europeans and gets them angry, because now we have the proof that Scripture is agreeing with, that these people were of the Cushite Ethiopian Empire and rulership. Even today we have a land that we conquered or that we blew up, and it was called the land of the mountains. It was called the Hindu Kush Mountains. Even today we have this evidence that still shows us. The non-Semitic founders, problems numerous and perplexed, seem to inevitably arise within the ranks of Western scholars and academias when confronted with the origins and the ethnicity of civilization such as Sumer's that are admittedly neither Semitic nor Indo-European. The Sumerians did, after all, call themselves the Blackhead people. So here we have it again. Africans, or these people, according to the Bible, are referred to in this last civilization as Africans. And so what we would like us to realize, that these four rivers and these four civilizations all had to do with civilizations that Yahweh was creating, and that these people were the first to rule, to come up with technology, come up with archaeology, mathematics, science, university, civilization. And so we pray that you might be able to see and understand. For more information, you can contact www.peopleofcolor1.com. For more information and to study with us online, may Yahweh bless you and keep you. Thank you.